This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. All praise to you to Allah, and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad, his family, his companions, and his followers until the Day of Judgment, and all the prophets and the messengers and their followers. My dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The title of my speech today is Jibreel Promotes Neighbor's Rights. This title, I took it from the hadith where Jabir radiallahu anhu arda said, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once in a garden not far away from Medina talking to a man, and I was waiting for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that man kept talking to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a long time, to the extent I felt sorry for the Prophet ﷺ that he has to listen to this man for such long period of time. And he said, when it became really too much, I almost disturbed them and asked the man to leave and to give the Prophet ﷺ a chance to rest and just to go in his affair. Finally, the man left, and I approached the Prophet ﷺ and I said, O Messenger of Allah, that man kept you for such long time. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, have you seen the man? Jabir said, yes, I saw him. I saw him keeping you, Ya Rasulullah, and you kept listening to him. He said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that was Jibreel. That was Angel Jibreel. Came to me and talked to me about the rights of neighbors to the extent I imagine that the neighbor will inherit from his neighbor. Yes, my brothers and sisters, one of the good quality about this religion, that this religion came to promote neighbor's rights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah 4, verse 36, He said, وَاعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship Allah alone and don't take partner with Him. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِ الْقُرْبَ وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. And show kindness to your parents, your relatives, the orphans, the needies. وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَ وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَمْبِ. Then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also order us to show kindness and goodness to الْجَارِ الْقُرْبَ, the neighbor who is kin, who is one of your relatives, if it's happened that your relatives is your neighbor. Then, وَالصَّاحِبُ بِالْجَمْبِ, the neighbor who is not related to you. Some scholars said, Al-Qurba, here it means the neighbor who is a Muslim. And Al-Sahib Bil-Jam, the neighbor who is not Muslim. So regardless if your neighbor is a Muslim or not Muslim, Allah ordering you and commanding you to show kindness and goodness to your neighbor. My brothers and sisters, this is a very important issue to Islam. It is one of the first things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promotes in Mecca. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam start calling people to Islam and telling them about Islam, he told them that Islam asked them to be good and kind to their neighbors and to look after their neighbors and to take care of them. I believe, my brothers and sisters, today we're living in a time where so many of us, they don't know their neighbors. They don't even care or bother to know their neighbors. They don't know if their neighbors are in good situation or not. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Wallahi, I swear by Allah, I swear by the Almighty God, that he or she will not be a true believer. The one who will sleep in the night full while his neighbor is hungry. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it is something fundamental in Islam that we take care of our neighbors and to give them the rights. It is their rights. You're not doing favor to anybody here. It is your neighbor's rights over you. Because Islam came to establish a society and a community where the ties in this community is very strong. It's very strong, a very strong community. And the way to do that is to promote the rights of neighbor, the rights of relatives, and to build a society where people love one another, look after one another, care about one another. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whomever believe in Allah and the last day, he should be good to his neighbor. He should be good to his neighbor. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of the friends in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sight is the one who is the best to his friend. And the best neighbor in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sight is the one who is the best to his neighbors. So if you want to be the best in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes, be good to your neighbor. Be the best. And today in this episode, I will help you with certain tips to achieve that goal, to be good to your neighbors. First of all, the neighbor is the one who lives next to you, from all sides, from the right or the left, in front of you or behind you. All those, we call them neighbors. The scholars have a difference of opinions. Some of them said you can go in each direction, 7 houses, even some said 40 houses. But there's no proof for that. The only thing which seems to be closer to the Arabic language, the neighbor is the one who's just right next to you. So from both sides, or front of you and behind you. If somebody is a neighbor for you from the back side of your house. Or if you're an apartment, for example, the people who share with you the same floor, and maybe the people who above you and underneath of you. But also the people who lives after that, they're still neighbors, and they still have rights. But their rights will not be high as the rights of those who are immediately living next to you. Some moral scholars even expand that meaning to say that even your neighbors in the markets have rights on you. Let's say you have a store that they said your neighbors have rights on you. Because textual evidence talking about neighbors, not necessarily to be in residential areas only, but it could be also your classmate, your co-workers, the people who next to you in the souk or the market, also consider neighbors. But most of the scholars limited the hadith and the narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quranic verses related to the one who lives next to you. But no doubt that also the one who work with you, the one who study with you, the one who next to you in the souk, if you have a shop, they have also rights on you, and in somehow they are included in the very general meaning of the word neighbor. But today I would like to concentrate on the one who lives next to you. What is their rights over us? One, that they have the right if they invite you to respond to their invitation. So if you have a neighbor who invites you to dinner or to lunch, he has rights over anybody else, that you should favor him over anybody else whenever he invites you for food. As long as this invitation to a gathering which is not based on something haram or forbidden in Islam. Two, also one of the rights that you should not harm them in any way. And they should not expect harm from you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by Allah, he doesn't believe. By Allah, he doesn't believe. By Allah, he doesn't believe. 3 times. He said, Ya Rasulullah, who's that person? Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied by saying, the one whose neighbor will not feel safe from him. That his neighbor will not feel safe from him. When the Prophet ﷺ was told about a woman that she prays in the night and she fasts on the day, the Prophet ﷺ once was told, O Messenger of Allah, such and such woman prays and fasts, but she speaks bad about her neighbors. She basically backbites them, spread gossips. The Prophet ﷺ said, there is no good in her. She's among the people of the hellfire. Even though she prays in the night, even though she fasts, volunteer fasting during the regular days in the year, but still the Prophet ﷺ said, she's among the people of hellfire because she talks bad about her neighbors. Neighbors, they have rights, and this one of these rights, as I said, that they should not be harmed by any way. Once the Prophet ﷺ, a man came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, I have neighbor who is bothering me so much. So the Prophet ﷺ ordered him to do something very strange. He told him, take all your belongings and put it in the streets. So he took everything out of his house and he put it in the street. So everybody passed by him and said, what are you doing this for? He said, my neighbor is bothering me so much, so I moved from my house to the street, basically. Anybody hear that? He will pray against that neighbor. And he will criticize such person. He will criticize that neighbor. Then when the Prophet ﷺ was told about that, the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah criticized that neighbor as well. My dear brothers and sisters, we should be aware of this issue so much to harm our neighbor in any way. We'll have a quick break, then we'll come back inshallah ta'ala.
And Muslim for all of time.
Welcome back. We were talking about the rights of the neighbor. And I said that one of his rights that he should not be harmed in any way. I can share with you some examples of what can harm our neighbors. And sometimes we do it without realizing the dangers of it. For example, loud noises in the night or in the daytime. Somebody put the TV up, or they have a party, or they are laughing and joking, and maybe also maybe playing music and things like that in a very loud and disturbing their neighbors. This is not allowed. If you're living in an apartment and you keep jumping in the night and walking in a way which is will disturb the people underneath of you, this is harming your neighbor. With any kind of noise or disturbing noise or voices. Also, some neighbors, may Allah guide them and forgive them. Sometimes they bother the neighbors by throwing trash in front of their neighbor's house or next to their apartments, or bad smell comes out of their house and goes to their neighbors. And this is one of the things that the Muslim should avoid as well. Sometimes even parking in front of their houses or blocking their cars or taking their parking spots if you're living in an apartment. All these things bother your neighbor and it's not allowed to be done. Also, frightening them, stealing from them, harming them physically. And one of the ways that the Prophet ﷺ told us, one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates the most, then when somebody fornicate with his neighbor's spouse or with his neighbor's family. This type of fornication is one of the worst sin. The Prophet ﷺ was asked, what is the worst sin, Ya Rasulullah? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to worship other than Allah, and Allah is the one who created you. Then he was asked, then what? He said, to kill your son because you fear poverty. Then he said, then what, Ya Rasulullah? He said, to fornicate with your neighbor's wife. So it is a sin. It is a great sin to do such things, or even less than fornication, for somebody whilst I spying and looking or dating his neighbor's daughter or his neighbor's wife, a'udhu billah, all this action, it became greater sin because it's been done to a neighbor and his right that his owner should be protected and he should not expect any harm from you. Also, one of the neighbor's rights that you should ask about them, ask about their needs. And you try to help them if they need your help. Support them if they need your support. Let's say they have somebody sick at house and they don't have a car to carry that person to the hospital, or somebody want to travel and they need a ride to the airport. Maybe they are poor and they need a financial support. And alhamdulillah, Allah bless you with a car to take them, or bless you with the money that you can support them. No doubt that they have rights upon you, that you should stretch your hand to help them and to support them. The Prophet ﷺ, whenever he sees his wife, Aisha, cooking meat, he will say, add a lot of water to it so you can make a lot of soup so we can distribute this to our neighbors. He will say that to Umm Salama radiallahu anha wa ardaha and others as well. Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha once said, Ya Rasulallah, if I have gifts and I want to give it to my neighbor, which neighbor should I give it to? Which one? I have only one gift. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one whose door nearest to you, because he has more rights over you. Also, one of the rights of your neighbors, to protect their honor and to protect their home, especially in their absence. So if you see somebody, for example, trying to steal from them, or some breaking into their houses, you should always call the police and warn your neighbors. If you see somebody spying at them, you always try to mention that to them so they will be careful. So basically, you should protect them the same way you protect your own home and your own family. Giving them gifts and passing gifts to them, especially in happy occasion, it is a very good idea. Especially if you live in a non-Muslim community. It's very good that you cook a dish and make sure that this food that you cook, it is a suitable food for them. So you cook a dish and you give it to them. I know one sister in Eid, every Eid, jazakallah khair, what she does, she rent the moonwalk and some games for the kids. And she do this in her front yard. And she put cookies and she started doing hamburgers and hot dog sandwiches. And she invite the whole entire neighborhood to come at Eid to have fun with her kids. She does this every Eid. Everybody loves her in the neighborhood. And she does it twice a year, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. So everybody looking for that day to go in her front yard with her husband and her kids, and they had such good time. I know other families as well, they organize, and there's four or five families in one neighborhood. What they do every month a gathering for the whole entire neighborhood. And everybody bring food, and they gather together. They exchange information. They start to know each other, especially if you live in a place where, if you live in a different country, or you live as a minority, if you live among non-Muslims, they need to know you. They need to know that about you and about your culture, about your religion. And most of the people, they will be very open and they welcome that. We have to open our doors to our neighbor. We have to stretch our hand to an outreach to all our neighbors and invite them to visit us, to see us, that we are a family-oriented people as well. As a matter of fact, Islam, one of the main things that this religion promotes is the family values. That's why Muslims are family-oriented people, care about family, care about neighborhood, care about community. And this is a very fundamental issue in Islam. One of the neighbors writes as well that he deserves your advice and your nasiha, your da'wah. We should care about our neighbors to advise them, to tell them about what is good for them in this worldly life and the hereafter as well. So for example, especially if he asks you, if he asks for your advice. For instance, if he asks you about a car to buy, or about a program that he want to buy, or about a computer that he's planning to buy, something like that. You should give them a sincere advice. And you can even offer them the advice if they don't ask you if this is proper and acceptable in that culture. And at the same time, they have rights upon you that you tell them about your religion, tell them about your deen and about your belief, about your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Maybe you don't know how to say it properly. In this case, maybe you can give them a book. Maybe you can give them a CD. Maybe you can give them a link to a website that they can go to. But make sure that you do that after you establish a relationship with them, a trust between you and them. And in the end, be aware of the following. One, spying on your neighbor. This is a very bad habit, that people will start watching their neighbors and looking into their houses. And sometimes they will see their awrat. They will see what is inside the house. And maybe they will see improper things happening inside the house, where people may be not in proper clothes or improper positions, and the person is spying and looking. This is haram. This is not allowed. This is a sin in Islam. And it became a great sin because it's been done to one of your neighbors. So spying on them, spying on their conversation, it is not allowed in Islam. Be aware of envy and jealousy. Don't envy them. Don't be jealous if you see that your neighbor got maybe a new piece of furniture or a new car. Don't envy them. Always wish good to them. Make sure that you clean your heart. The Prophet ﷺ said that envy will eat the good deeds in the same manner the fire will eat the dry wood. If you set a fire on a dry wood, how fast this fire will destroy the wood. This is the same thing the envy will do to your good deeds. It will leave you out with no good deeds in the day of judgment. My brothers and sisters, envy is not the quality of the believer. It's the quality of the Satan and the disbelievers. Be aware of harming them in any way. Because as you heard, harming them is haram and forbidding in Islam. Don't ever make their affair public or known. Let's say there is a fight happened between inside their home. They had a fight, the husband and wife, or between him and his daughter or son. Don't be telling everybody, oh, last night they had a fight. The wife left the house, the daughter did this, the son did this. Oh, last night his son came very late and he was in this situation or that. No, don't make their private life or affairs known to the public. It is your duty to protect your neighbor. It is obligatory in you to protect your neighbors and not to expose their affairs to others, because this is a secret. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam order us to keep the secret and not to expose it. And finally, I cannot emphasize enough on the dangers of invading their privacy. Don't try to investigate what's happening in your neighbor's house or in your neighbor's apartment. Some people, whenever they hear a car comes to their neighbor, they start looking from the window. Oh, who's coming? Who's getting out? The door is open, they will look who's getting out. This is not your business. Don't put your nose in other people's business. So invading their privacy is not allowed. And it's not a good manners. It's not one of the characteristic of the believers. So in the end, my brothers and sisters, I would say, be good to your neighbors. Invite them to your home. Visit them. Offer your help. Have a good relationship with them. And also maybe you can discuss issue related to the whole entire neighborhood or the whole entire building together, which it will bring goodness to all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you all and yubarika feekum. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
I am a Muslim, Islam my deen. Allah my Lord, Allah my Lord. His word Quran, His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet, praise be upon, praise be upon. I'm a Muslim for all of time. I am a Muslim, Islam my deen.
Even though she fasts, volunteer fasting during the regular days in the year, but still the Prophet ﷺ said she's among the people of hellfire because she talks bad about her neighbors. neighbors, they have rights, and this one of these rights, as I said, that they should not be harmed by any way. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man came to him and said, "Ya Rasulullah, I have neighbor who is bothering me so much." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered him to do something very strange. He told him, "Take all your belongings and put it in the streets." So he took everything out of his house and he put it in the street. So everybody passed by him and said, "What are you doing this for?" He said, "My neighbor is bothering me so much, so I moved from my house to the street," basically. Anybody hear that? He will pray against that neighbor. And he will criticize such person. He will criticize that neighbor. Then when the Prophet ﷺ was told about that, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Allah criticized that neighbor as well." My dear brothers and sisters, we should be aware of this issue so much to harm our neighbor in any way. We'll have a quick break, then we'll come back, inshallah ta'ala. Welcome back. We were talking about the rights of the neighbor. And I said that one of his rights that he should not be harmed in any way. I can share with you some examples of what can harm our neighbors. And sometimes we do it without realizing the dangers of it. For example, loud noises in the night or in the daytime. Somebody put the TV up, or they have a party, or they are laughing and joking, and maybe also maybe playing music and things like that in a very loud and disturbing their neighbors. This is not allowed. If you're living in an apartment and you keep jumping in the night and walking in a way which is will disturb the people underneath of you, this is harming your neighbor. With any kind of noise or disturbing noise or voices. Also, some neighbors, may Allah guide them and forgive them, sometimes they bother the neighbors by throwing trash in front of their neighbor's house or next to their apartments, or bad smell comes out of their house and goes to their neighbors. And this is one of the things that the Muslim should avoid as well. Sometimes even parking in front of their houses or blocking their cars or taking their parking spots if you're living in an apartment. All these things bother your neighbor and it's not allowed to be done. Also, frightening them, stealing from them, harming them physically. And one of the ways that the Prophet ﷺ told us, one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates the most, then when somebody fornicate with his neighbor's spouse or with his neighbor's family. This type of fornication is one of the worst sin. The Prophet ﷺ was asked, "What is the worst sin, Ya Rasulullah?" He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "To worship other than Allah, and Allah is the one who created you." Then he was asked, "Then what?" He said, "To kill your son because you fear poverty." Then he said, "Then what, Ya Rasulullah?" He said, "To fornicate with your neighbor's wife." So it is a sin. It is a great sin to do such things, or even less than fornication, for somebody whilst I spying and looking or dating his neighbor's daughter or his neighbor's wife, a'udhu billah. All this action, it became greater sin because it's been done to a neighbor and his right that his owner should be protected and he should not expect any harm from you. Also, one of the neighbor's rights that you should ask about them. Ask about their needs. And you try to help them if they need your help. Support them if they need your support. Let's say they have somebody sick at house and they don't have a car to carry that person to the hospital. Or somebody want to travel and they need a ride to the airport. Maybe they are poor and they need a financial support. And alhamdulillah, Allah bless you with a car to take them or bless you with the money that you can support them. No doubt that they have rights upon you that you should stretch your hand to help them and to support them. The Prophet ﷺ, whenever he sees his wife, Aisha, cooking meat, he will say, "Add a lot of water to it so you can make a lot of soup so we can distribute this to our neighbors." He will say that to Umm Salama radiallahu anha wa ardaha and others as well. Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha once said, "Ya Rasulullah, if I have gifts and I want to give it to my neighbor, Which neighbor should I give it to? Which one? I have only one gift. The Prophet ﷺ said, the one whose door nearest to you, because he has more rights over you. Also, one of the rights of your neighbors, to protect their honor and to protect their home, especially in their absence. So if you see somebody, for example, trying to steal from them or some breaking in into their houses, you should always call the police and warn your neighbors. If you see somebody spying at them, you always try to mention that to them so they will be careful. So basically, you should protect them the same way you protect your own home and your own family. Giving them gifts and passing gifts to them, especially in happy occasion, it is a very good idea. Especially if you live in a non-Muslim community. It's very good that you cook a dish and make sure that this food that you cook, it is a suitable food for them. So you cook a dish and you give it to them. I know one sister in Eid, every Eid, jazakallah khair, what she does, she rent the moonwalk and some games for the kids. And she do this in her front yard. And she put cookies and she started doing hamburgers and hot dog sandwiches. And she invites the whole entire neighborhood to come at Eid to have fun with her kids. She does this every Eid. Everybody loves her in the neighborhood. And she does it twice a year, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. So everybody looking for that day to go in her front yard with her husband and her kids, and they had such good time. I know other families as well, they organize, and there's four or five families in one neighborhood. What they do every month a gathering for the whole entire neighborhood. And everybody bring food, and they gather together. They exchange information. They start to know each other, especially if you live in a place where, if you live in a different country, or you live as a minority, if you live among non-Muslims, they need to know you. They need to know that about you and about your culture, about your religion. And most of the people, they will be very open and they welcome that. We have to open our doors to our neighbor. We have to stretch our hand to an outreach to all our neighbors and invite them to visit us, to see us, that we are a family-oriented people as well. As a matter of fact, Islam, one of the main things that this religion promotes is the family values. That's why Muslims are family-oriented people, care about family, care about neighborhood, care about community. And this is a very fundamental issue in Islam. One of the neighbors writes as well that he deserves your advice and your nasiha, your da'wah. We should care about our neighbors to advise them, to tell them about what is good for them in this worldly life and the hereafter as well. So for example, especially if he asks you, if he asks for your advice, for instance, if he asks you about a car to buy, or about a program that you want to buy, or about a computer that he's planning to buy, something like that, you should give them a sincere advice. And you can even offer them the advice if they don't ask you if this is proper and acceptable in that culture. And at the same time, they have rights upon you that you tell them about your religion, tell them about your deen and about your belief, about your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Maybe you don't know how to say it properly. In this case, maybe you can give them a book. Maybe you can give them a CD. Maybe you can give them a link to a website that they can go to. But make sure that you do that after you establish a relationship with them, a trust between you and them. And in the end, be aware of the following. One, spying on your neighbor. This is a very bad habit, that people will start watching their neighbors and looking into their houses. And sometimes they will see their awrat. They will see what is inside the house. And maybe they will see improper things happening inside the house, where people maybe not in proper clothes or improper positions, and the person is spying and looking. This is haram. This is not allowed. This is a sin in Islam. And it became a great sin because it's been done to one of your neighbors. So spying in them, spying on their conversation, it is not allowed in Islam. Be aware of envy and jealousy. Don't envy them. Don't be jealous if you see that your neighbor got maybe a new piece of furniture or a new car. Don't envy them. Always wish good to them. Make sure that you clean your heart. The Prophet ﷺ said that envy will eat the good deeds in the same manner the fire will eat the dry wood. If you set a fire on a dry wood, how fast this fire will destroy the wood. This is the same thing the envy will do to your good deeds. It will leave you out with no good deeds in the day of judgment. My brothers and sisters, envy is not the quality of the believer, it's the quality of the Satan and the disbelievers. Be aware of harming them in any way. Because as you heard, harming them is haram and forbidding in Islam. Don't ever make their affair public or known. Let's say there is a fight happened between inside their home. They had a fight, the husband and wife, or between him and his daughter or son. Don't be telling everybody, oh, last night they had a fight. The wife left the house, the daughter did this, the son did this. Oh, last night his son came very late and he was in this situation or that. No, don't make their private life or affairs known to the public. It is your duty to protect your neighbor. It is obligatory in you to protect your neighbors and not to expose their affairs to others, because this is a secret. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam order us to keep the secret and not to expose it. And finally, I cannot emphasize enough on the dangers of invading their privacy. Don't try to investigate what's happening in your neighbor's house or in your neighbor apartment. Some people, whenever they hear a car comes to their neighbor, they start looking from the window. Oh, who's coming? Who's getting out? The door is open, they will look who's getting out. This is not your business. Don't put your nose in other people's business. So invading their privacy is not allowed. And it's not a good manners. It's not one of the characteristics of the believers. So in the end, my brothers and sisters, I would say, be good to your neighbors. Invite them to your home. Visit them. Offer your help. Have a good relationship with them. And also maybe you can discuss issues related to the whole entire neighborhood or the whole entire building together, which it will bring goodness to all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you all and yubarik fikum. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
I am a Muslim, Islam my deen. Allah my Lord, Allah my Lord. His word Quran, His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet, Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon, praise be upon. I'm a Muslim for all of time. I am a Muslim, Islam my deen. Allah my Lord.